I'm joined in the studio now by Victoria Taylor, author of the book Caitlin's Wish. We're going to be finding out all about this fabulous book. What inspired you to write Caitlin's Wish?
The original inspiration really was my daughter was finding it very difficult to come to terms with my husband's rare brain condition, which is called intracranial hypertension, or IH for short. He was diagnosed when she was really small. She was only two. So it was only when she went to school and she started comparing her life with the other children's lives that she realised that her life was different. And she became very sad. We tried to get her some support from Crossroads Care Young Carers Project, only to discover that she had to wait until she was 8 years old, and at the time she was only six.
You've gone through a whole process of writing this book. What's the book about?
The book is based on the true story of what happened to us, but it spins off into fiction. The storyline is that life is good for Caitlin until her dad becomes disabled and everything changes in her life, and she struggles to accept what has happened to her family and their circumstances. She feels really sad and alone, but she doesn't want to upset her family, so she doesn't tell them how she's feeling. Instead, she tells the little robin that sits on a windowsill how she feels, and he wants to help her. So he arranges a magical trip to Fairyland, where she's taken one night off to Fairyland, and they help her to see her life from a different perspective, to understand that illness and disability can happen to anybody at any time. It's nobody's fault. It's just one of them things. These things happen, and you've got to really start looking at what can be achieved now, rather than focus on, well, daddy can't do this anymore and it's not fair, and get very angry about it. You've got to go, well, okay, you can't do this anymore, so what can we do? You know, what is achievable? And focus on what is achievable and the positives in life. And she comes back from Fairyland completely altered in her perspective, and everybody notices the difference in her, and she's happy. It can be used for any kind of illness whatsoever, because we haven't made it specific within the story.
What are your hopes for this book? What do you want to achieve by publishing this book and releasing it?
Well, we've published it really in the hope that the main aim when we published it was that it will help other children. We saw how much it helped Adele Caitlin. We just really want it to help other young carers. And also, at the same time, it's given us an opportunity to raise awareness about young carers' issues, about disability issues, and also raise the profile of intracranial hypertension. And also, the two charities are benefiting from it, from 25% of the royalties, and that's the IH Research Foundation and Crossroads Care.